When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
There was one thing that was coming up over and over and over again in my DMs yesterday when I asked you guys to help me out with the show a little bit. Look, the best research that we can, on the Burt Show, because we're doing the show for you guys, believe it or not, it's not just for us, that if you guys aren't happy, then we're out of jobs, right? Mm-hmm. So about once a year, twice a year, I ask you guys, like, what are you liking? What adjustments would you like to make? What do you want us to bring back? What do you want us to, like, just completely lose? And time again, it was, hey, where's DJ Willie T's reps? All right? So by popular demand, if you don't know what that is, Willie T, explain the whole thing.
Okay, so back in the day, Abby, you're new to this. You have no idea. I used to be in a rap group it was two decades.
You don't need to look that shot.
Two decades I was in a rap group. We actually had a recording deal and went into the studio and recorded. We ended up not signing the contract because lawyers told us not to.
You were holding out for a bigger deal.
Yeah, right. We were.
Too good for that.
And some of our members even think Run DMC stole one of our songs, which it was it ended up being very similar. We sent our demos out to everybody.
Did you hear Mo laughing at
home? And I don't care. It was very, very similar to what we did. And so one of the members was convinced. I, like Mo, laughed and said no.
Didn't we have one of them on one day and ask them?
No, I did. On my former show, I had Jam Master Jay on, and he said no.
No, he denied. Of course he is.
He was like, no.
But we know the truth.
Yep.
So, you know, he hung up on the phone and is like, what is that dude talking about?
And Kristen's aware of a very well-known venue in Raleigh called the Dorton Arena.
It looks like a giant Pringle.
And my group, the Deaf Force, we performed inside the Dorton Arena.
The acoustics are crap.
And that's when we were offered a record deal that we ended up not signing. But what I've done in the past is I've taken the week and I've taken the biggest highlights from those weeks. From that week and turn them into a rap. And usually I would choose an old school beat, and that's what I've done today.
Hold on, before we even get to that, because she hasn't heard it, do you have any clips of your former rap band that clearly was stolen from
Run DMC?
I didn't want to subject Abby to that.
Tommy's group walked so that Run DMC could run.
And run they did.
And I'll tell you what, I've been practicing for like the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
A little rusty, huh?
Yeah, rusty.
Now, I will say this, though. Back in the day when Deaf Force?
Yeah.
For the time, I mean, you guys sounded like a rap band from that time. It was not bad.
Yeah. No. We were very influenced by Run DMC, Beastie Boys, that kind of.
And do you know, Abby, what Deaf Force stood for?
The force of death. I don't know.
Definitely forceful.
Damn right.
Fire.
You're damn right.
That's definitely a name.
Oh, we had a logo that was a big gold chain, and it was a big emblem with Death Force in gold in a big medallion. So, are we ready for this week?
We are ready.
So ready.
So ready.
We are so ready.
The return of Willie T.
Been a year and a half since my last rhyme. Some people thought Willie T was past his prime, but I assure you not, I'm no has-been. When I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. Was Mo's vacay? Surfing sand? Nah, his girl took him to the motherland. Queen Africa, they ain't no travel flunkies. You gotta hide your ear pods from the monkeys. Britney offered Millie's on OnlyFans. Would any of the Burt Show stand a chance? Anybody wanna see us with no clothes? That's where Burt pointed out. account, big nose, big hoes.
Hey.
Come on, man, you know you ain't getting paid. Everybody knows nothing grows in the shade. Kristen got a tan walking in the place. Not cool to show up for spades wearing blackface. ChatGPT dirty damn was disappointing. Abby's nasty bits, he won't be anointing. We should all be dead, say it ain't so. I don't know why everybody kept guessing it was Mo. Kristen's trip to see Mickey, not so nice. You'd be better off with Mo's Coney Island mice. But that's okay, Kristen's still a spring break beauty. Teens opening doors to see your milky booty. On the truth will set you free. She dropped a bomb because she was having an affair with fiance's mom. Mom's needing a nap bad rap to keep her daughter spark. Mo stepped to the plate, knocked it out of the park. So that's this week's rap. Billy T is back. Again next Friday, I'll give it a crack. Don't think it was dope. You don't know Jack. I'm certified fresh. Willie T's never whack.
Oh, I was stressed, bro.
Oh, man, I was stressed.
Jesus.
Wheels was rocky at the end.
You got it, pass out.
Yes, a couple of the lug nuts came off, but you finished, man. That's the important part.
Are there stars in the studio? Because I'm seeing them.
Look, if you don't know what he was talking about during that song, you can always go online and check out the podcast because we upload it segment to segment. You can always find it online on any podcasting platform. Just look for The Burt Show.
Listen. It's The Burt Show.